Introduction. Why this book? It's 10:30 p.m. on a Sunday night. The sanctuary is empty, the lights are dim, and your sermon notes are still spread across the front row. You gave it your all again. The word was preached, people were blessed, hands were lifted, and the Spirit moved. But now you're left alone with a stack of unpaid bills, a sinking feeling in your chest, and a creeping fear. Is this sustainable? Here's the story behind this book. For years, I've listened to pastors and ministry leaders whisper their financial fears in corners of conferences and on late-night phone calls. They carry the weight of kingdom work on their shoulders, all while quietly shouldering the burden of debt, retirement uncertainty, and the gnawing reality that, when the pulpit lights fade, they don't know if they'll be okay. We don't talk about it enough, and when we do, we often feel ashamed. That stops here. This book was born out of a simple conviction. It's time for pastors to stop merely surviving financially and start stewarding wisely. We are not just spiritual leaders. We are whole people called to walk in wisdom in every area of life, including money. This is not a prosperity gospel pitch. It's not a call to leave your God-given purpose and chase profits. It's a deeply honest, practical, and biblical guide to financial freedom for pastors, rooted in grace, seasoned with strategy, and designed for long-term impact. I'm writing this because I've been there, maxed out, burned out, and wondering if I'd ever get ahead. I'm writing because I believe a financially free pastor is a more focused, more faithful, and more fruitful pastor. And I'm writing this because no one should serve God for decades and retire broke and broken. The unspoken struggle of pastoral finances. There's a myth we don't say out loud, that the more broke you are, the more holy you must be. Pastors often live between two extreme expectations, one from the world, which expects us to have successful lives with polished families and perfect retirement plans, and the other from the church, which assumes we should sacrifice all earthly comforts in the name of humility. Caught in the middle is a man or woman just trying to pay the mortgage, buy groceries, and maybe, just maybe, send their kid to college without debt. We carry shame in silence. The truth? Many pastors are drowning in debt. Some have no savings. Others don't have basic insurance or a retirement plan. Some have built their church's finances with excellence while neglecting their own homes. And most are terrified to admit it. You may be the only one in your family without a financial future. You may have stepped into a church that couldn't pay much, thinking it would improve. Maybe it didn't. You may be running on faith, but deep down, you're exhausted and anxious. You are not alone, and you are not a failure. The struggle is real, but it's not the end of your story. Why money talk feels off limits in ministry circles? Ask yourself, when was the last time you heard another pastor admit they didn't know how to budget? Or say they were worried about retirement? Or admit they had made a bad investment? We'll preach about faith, sexual purity, spiritual warfare, and forgiveness. But talk about a pastor's salary? Taboo. Ask about a personal investment strategy? Tense. Discuss burnout related to financial pressure? That might get you side-eyed or silenced. Why is that? Because for many of us, money isn't just a resource. It's a test of worth. Somewhere along the way, we internalize the idea that needing help with money disqualifies us spiritually, or that wanting to grow financially is a sign of greed, or that struggling means we're not trusting God enough. So we hide. We spiritualize. We cope. And in doing so, we rob ourselves of wisdom and peace.